Hi, welcome back to another episode of UTS Student Hacks Podcast. You're joined here today with Kelly. I'm in my fourth year of law and business, majoring in accounting, and you're also with...
Hi, I'm Roxanne. I'm a fourth year student studying a Bachelor of Med-Sci and International Studies at UTS as well.
We previously said that this episode would be academic integrity, but that will be for next episode. So stay tuned for that with Dr. Amanda White. Before we get right into it, get some water, fruit, and snacks to help you accompany through this episode about recharging to avoid burnout. To start off, how do we define burnout? For me, it is a lack of motivation and stressing about tasks before even trying to do them. A common example for me is leaving lectures and tutorial materials to the very, very, very last minute and then doing them really sloppily and just not getting much out of it. What about you, Roxanne?
For me, my personal definition of burnout is losing all motivation for everything in general. So essentially giving up. So Kelly, what's something that you've done to avoid burnout?
Yeah, sure. One thing that I did in the past, especially during the first lockdown, was starting yoga with a friend just over Zoom. It was like attending these yoga classes. Even though I only went there like a handful of times, it was really nice to have someone else tell me what to do for a change rather than solely relying on my motivation to get things done.
Would you do yoga again?
Maybe not yoga, but maybe trying something else. Maybe like doing some stretches in the morning by myself, like some sort of morning routine. Previously, prior to this whole COVID situation, I would have like a set routine to do before going out and heading off to uni, like making sure I eat breakfast, like things like that, simple tasks like that, which kind of helped me get into the zone, but don't really have that now. So still working on it. What about you, Roxanne?
Yeah, same. I think something that my mum especially has done is also the same thing, where she'll do yoga with my auntie every morning to have that just... I personally don't enjoy yoga as much just because the floor is too cold. So I generally don't do that. If I had the opportunity, definitely would like to try it one day. But something that I've done in the past during, especially last year with remote learning and everything that was happening, there was a lot of pressure and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I reached out to Headspace and counseling at UTS. So because everything was online and there was no face-to-face interaction anymore, Headspace and counseling were on the phone. They would communicate via phone and it very much helped me with putting my foot through the door in terms of prioritizing my mental health during those moments. Because throughout the semester, I was struggling to maintain my relationships with friends, especially given the change in conditions, the change in the way I can get in touch with friends. And
it's okay. I guess when I also get too stressed or I don't know what to do, I always reach out to friends first. So there was a subject that I was really struggling with the readings. So I reached out to friends so we could split the reading. So we all have less work to do, but still be able to understand the readings and making sure that we actually got the most out of that subject. So reach out to friends. All right. So if our definitions of burnout don't really resonate with you, here's Google's definition. So burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. So if any of that rings a bell, possibly we can give you some other tips to help recharge after a burnout. So now we're moving on to how we deal with it. So kind of like what we would do in a rest day to recharge.
So a way that I've sort of got back from burnout, especially hard times, personally, something I would do is hold dance parties alone. I wouldn't tell anyone, but I would hold dance parties alone in my room, you know, put the headphones in so nobody can hear and play songs that are very upbeat and self and dance freely without any restriction because nobody's watching you. So that's something that I would do. And especially you feel more uplifting when you're dancing freely,
moving your body freely to songs like Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire.
And two other things that I would do is I would hold Headspace sessions. So on the Headspace app, there's little 10-minute sessions where it helps. It has breathing exercises to sort of gather yourself up back again. So I would have quick Headspace 10-minute breathing sessions to help me relax and not really focus on anything else except on my own body So that was me prioritizing my own boundaries and my own physical health as well as my mental health. Something to also take my mind off things is to have Gartic phone game sessions with friends, because there's nothing more funny than having your friends draw something and you're like, what is that, you know? But try to reach out to others, because, you know, you can be your own personal self-motivator, but, you know, there's some things that somebody else can also help out. You can have a shoulder to lean on when it comes to that. But yeah, but something that you, if you ever experience burnout, or something that you can do to avoid burnout, is to try and fit in small amounts of studies and revision into each day. So planning ahead will definitely be the key to avoiding burnout. Kelly, what are yours?
I also have 3 tips to share. So the first one is doing stretches sometime during the day. It could be when you wake up, in the middle of the day where you feel like doing nothing, or just before you go to bed. Something physical to change your body up a little. The second thing is eating meals at normal times and actually getting 8 cups of water into you. Because something as simple as that, having a routine for that, might just help you recharge from a burnout, because you need food to give you energy to allow you to actually do tasks. And last but not least, take a walk with music blasting in your ears. Basically being your own, having a main character moment and enjoying your company, which I believe is really important. One extra thing is that it's something I do every single night. Something I do if I want to concentrate is to put my phone on do not disturb and on silent, so I don't get distracted or my concentration breaks when I'm doing a task and I'm intensely concentrating on it. That's something I live by, putting my phone on do not disturb.
So for our listeners, if you're out of ideas of ways to avoid burnout, or there's things you want to try differently, that Activate UTS is holding a self-care week from the 6th to the 12th of September, where societies hold events to give you the opportunity to socialize with other students during this remote learning. There's a bunch of online activities that they're on offer from different societies, such as UTS SOC, UTS Arts Club, Paw Pageant. Ooh. You know, especially for those who have dogs or cats, you can show them what you got.
Yeah, there's even a Zumba class held by UTS Cheer, so if that interests you. But all these events will also be on Activate UTS's social, so be sure to follow them as well. If you need any academic support, UTS Helps is also there for you, so feel free to get in contact with them if you need any assistance. So thank you for listening. If you want to check out any of our other previous episodes, they are on our website and other sites like Spotify. If you're feeling stuck or have a question, feel free to ask a student through the live chat on the Student Learning Hub website from 10 to 6, Monday to Friday.
And if you have any questions that you'd like to submit to us, feel free to send us a message or a voice memo to utsstudenthacks@uts.edu.au. You can be anonymous or not. Just send us a question if you're curious, and we'll try to answer it in the podcast. When we're back on campus, you can find us in Building 2, Level 4, with the green shirts. It's very hard to miss us. Feel free to say hi or ask a question.
Yeah, and don't forget to join us for our next podcast episode on academic integrity with Dr. Amanda White.
Until next time,
see ya!